We've come through the season now of Epiphany. It's getting towards the end. In 2 weeks, two Sundays from now will be the last Sunday. We will go mountain climbing up the Mount of Transfiguration. But there's a little bit of a change that's happening. You think back in the season of Epiphany, the whole theme of the season after Christmas was to find out who Jesus was. What child is this who came to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Who is this Jesus? Where is he who was born King of the Jews? A Jesus who changes water into wine and changes our lives. All of these things, we remember that the scripture tells us stories and says, this is who Jesus is at his baptism. This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Now we turn a little bit of a time and of Epiphany into the good life. What is the good life? And the question is not so much who is Jesus, but who are you and who is me? We are followers of Jesus. We become actually what we eat here today. We become the body and blood of Christ in the world today. We become his presence. How is Jesus present in the world today? But through us. And we become his hands and his feet and his eyes and his caring for a world that has no one to care for them. So Epiphany is a strange season. We will move from Epiphany. What's the next season we're going to go into? Lent, yeah. But before we get there, we travel with Jesus to the Mount of Transfiguration. This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. That's going to be the key thing. As we move into the season of Lent, we're always getting an idea of what the good life is. Now, today we have the Sermon on the Plain, right? It's an interesting sermon that Jesus gives, the blessings, but also today, the woes. The other account that we have of the Sermon on the Plain is without the woes. Today you get a little gospel, but you also get a little law too. He lays it down for us. And so we come as God's children, as many of those people came on that first day, to be healed of their infirmities. You want to be healed? All of us do. With this bread broken and the wine poured, we are healed with the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we come much as those people. We are hungry, hungry to hear the good word, that we have a place to come, and that God will come and make his will known to us, and he will send us on our way, that we should be ambassadors of Jesus Christ in the world that needs it, where there's little need for Jesus and his message, that people really don't think he's a popular figure today. We are here to say no, but Jesus is present among us. We become what we eat. We become the body of Christ in the world today. Yeah, we're not so wealthy. We may not be. Yes, we need to be healed. We're hungry for the good news. And we also may be laughed at to be here on a Sunday morning when it's raining so hard out. Huh? At least it's not snow, right? All right. I hear upstate it's much worse. I was the supply preaching up at my daughter's church up in Scotia, New York. And last week, church got canceled. Had 11 inches of snow. So it was a big deal. Drive all the way up there and catch a cold for my granddaughters. Anything like that. So this is the way it is. But we will get through it. We will come through. We hear the words of woe also. Sometimes we're on the other side. It's a reminder for you and for me to not get caught up in all the worldly stuff, but that we are children of the Heavenly Father and safely to his bosom gather. So let us remember that as we close out this season of Epiphany and move into the purple season of Lent, and that God calls us to be his presence and his children in the world today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We stand for the blessing. The peace of God that passes all of our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the love and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.